Okay, it gives me, what's been a really tough day. We now go to the chairman of the Adelaide Football Club, Rob Chapman. Chappie, I saw your press conference earlier. Firstly, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries, Kim. Tragic circumstances in which we're talking, but I know it's important that we do get on and talk to your listeners.
Well, for those that missed the press conference with yourself and Andrew a few hours ago, if you can take us through the day's events, I believe you received a phone call from the police around 3:30 a.m. this morning.
I did. That was our first alert. I got a call from one of the assistant police commissioners who walked me through the tragic circumstances of literally 12 hours ago. You know, from that moment, I rang our CEO, Andrew Fagan, together with David Noble. We met down the football club just before 4 this morning, collected our thoughts, worked out what we had to do, what were our priorities. Clearly the priority today, probably tomorrow and the rest of the week, maybe longer, is to just make sure we provide all the necessary support for everybody in the football club, to Meredith, to Phil's family, and even to fans, you know, supporters, our members, to your listeners, because everybody needs it. We had players started arriving at the club from about 7. We had the leadership grouping here. Very mature bunch of guys. You're very proud of them. We just walked through what had happened. You've got to tell it as it is. Everyone's got to be on the same page. And then you go through the process of dealing with it. So that's what's unfolded. We've had numerous meetings here amongst people, and obviously numerous phone calls, you know, amongst, you know, the AFL Players Association, Coaches Association, and the like. So it's a busy day, but it's just one for, you know, wrapping our arms around each other and making sure we get through it.
Yeah, Rob, well done with the press. I think you handled all that particularly well. And we saw a tweet from Tex Walker, and he said, to Phil, I fell in love with you as a bloke, and I'll forever think of you. Love you, Walsh man. And the players are doing it hard. And I thought you made a really valid point when pressed on what the club's going to do. You said, we're going to get through today first. You've got to let that grief go, and at least, you know, tomorrow the sun will shine and we'll move on, but you had to get through today first.
Yeah, you know, there's some secondary issues like the football and the like. We can make those decisions. We'll start assessing them. In fact, we're starting now. But the immediate priority is, you know, support for Meredith, support for players, staff and our fans. And so I think we've done that. You know, Walshy, you know, he's in our club for 8 months. And a hell of an impact. It just, you know, in that shorter time, he started a journey with us. And I'll tell you right here, right now, we'll continue that journey, and everyone's lined up to that already. So, very impactful.
Rob, obviously a lot of details are sketchy, but you were there with the players. Can you give the Crows fans and that just a snapshot of what eventuated there? You obviously rallied together, and footy clubs do that in dire circumstances. You know, what was it like when the players did group together?
Yeah, footy clubs are resilient. You know, we've got some history, regrettably, here, and many of the players have been through the grief of losing their mate Bales. You know, it's hard. And, you know, the players react differently. There's sort of not one-size-fits-all way on how they're going to deal with it. Some I've observed that they're off by themselves, others in groups talking. But the important thing for us is you do remain together, and we did keep them here, and we had, you know, a course of meetings, because no one needs to be alone at this point in time. So, look, I think we've navigated our way to where we are now well. A long way to go, and we thank the AFL too for reaching the decision with our input on the fact that we can't expect anybody to play a game of football, and that's us, and that's Geelong as well Sunday.
Yeah, Rob, that is the right decision. I just got a text too come through, and I'd like your thoughts. Any chance the club and the SMA could open the oval at 2:50 Sunday so the fans can go and pay their respects and pull through this disaster for the Crow fans. I mean, it's just come through as I speak, so I haven't really thought about it, but could that happen?
Well, it's a good suggestion, and we're just turning our minds to that. You know, the SMA and representatives of the SANFL that's the good thing about footy guys, you know, offer their condolences and respect and you know, they'll start to think about those sort of things because they're input into that decision. But I think it'd be a great idea. But as I said, we'll just get through today and I think, you know, tomorrow, cold hard light of day, I think it would be the right thing to do to acknowledge Phil's contribution to us. And whether it's Sunday or sometime, we'll definitely do it.
Our special guest is Crows Chairman Rob Chapman on a really difficult day. I think you're getting a sense, Rob, for the overwhelming support that's coming through for Phil and his family. This may be an awkward question, but there is a lot of communication in regards to and questions asking how Phil's wife Meredith is.
Yeah, we actually did speak to Meredith probably 6:30 this morning. She had some support around her and it was through some police support at her bedside. You know what we're all going through. You can only imagine what she is going through. And quite frankly, she's right at the top of our pyramid in making sure we look after her. We just spoke to one of their good friends literally a few minutes ago. Andrew and I are keen to meet with her. We're told, you know, she's resting and we'll respect that. But we'll see her in due course.
Rob, on a brighter note, we've had some good stories about Phil and obviously we'll hear a lot more unfold as the time goes on. But I just want to ask you, when you appointed Philip Walsh as the Adelaide Crows coach, and it did surprise a few people, come as a out of left field, if you like, but there's obviously something there that attracted you straight away that he was your man. Can you share that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can remember, you know, the very first meeting, actually, that Roo and I had with Phil was around at my place, sitting around the table, and, you know, it was impactful. I've used that word now twice. You know, made a genuine impact, and after he left, I can remember saying to Mark, I said, well, gee whiz, there's the benchmark. Just the way he communicates and looks you in the eye, and you know what he's saying is the truth to him. Mm. He also showed a tremendous care and empathy, and which I think good leaders have to exhibit. And he did that. And, you know, everyone talks about his intensity and toughness and frankness and man discussions, and mate, that's absolutely what you get from him. But wow, you know, particularly, you know, I saw it for the first time perhaps when Radar went down.
Yep.
And, you know, there was Walshy, first one at his bedside and last to leave, and I can remember him ringing me on the way home and from his first visit, and he says, mate, look, I'm in love with these boys already. And he doesn't, you know, that was that caring, genuine caring side to feel that existed. And the boys saw it.
And that first meeting, Rob, with Roo and yourself, did you leave that meeting thinking, we've got our man?
I thought, there's the benchmark. You're going to have to be a very, very good coach to
pass him.
Put yourself ahead of Phil.
Yeah.
Rob, as
and
you
there
know,
are good people sorry. Out there, of course. You know that, good coaches.
Yeah.
And I think we're lucky as an industry that we have got good leaders and there's good structure around to make sure they turn into good coaches. But Phil, for a man that's been in the system for 30 years, you know, with the wisdom and that he's gained over that time, you know, had to go through the process. You always go through the process to conclusion. But first meeting, I was impressed.
Mm. Rob, as you know, we're live and interactive. The response and care has been overwhelming. If I can throw a couple of questions at you on what's been a difficult day, but a common thread has been in regards to the funeral, if you can talk about that at all.
Yeah, well, because there's a police investigation underway, it could just take some time. I'm not prepared to provide any insight into that other than we're told we'll just have to wait. And I don't think it'll be any time in, you know, immediate.
Okay, something that's a very, very much secondary, but that's come through with the text a lot, and I'm sure it would have been discussed by the AFL, and look, maybe it hasn't been addressed given what's taken place, but will Brownlow medal voting be suspended this week due to the fact that two teams aren't playing? I know it's not that significant in the big scheme of things, but just some of the questions that are coming through, apart from an enormous amount of support, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're really good questions, and I don't have an answer to it. When Andrew and I met here, you know, like, what's that, 11 hours ago, we contacted Gil McLaughlin. I just hung up from Mike Fitzpatrick, the chairman, and we said, guys, we really need your help to get your head around, you know, all of these questions, you know, the logistical side, the football side, what's going to occur. And look, they've got some good people there. They sat around and discussed all these things. We've really just found out that, you know, we're not going to play on Sunday. It's the right decision. Things like tickets, those that have got, you know, going to be fully refunded. The level of detail, the question you just asked me, I don't know the answer to just yet.
Both Andrew and yourself made the point Phil Walsh will be remembered forever with his club, and he's only coached the 12 games. But we've had some good suggestions too, and you mentioned, you brought up Dean Bailey before. With their connections to both clubs here in Adelaide, you know, you could it be a Walsh Bailey sort of showdown medal or something to do with the showdown to make their names up every year or a couple of times a year?
Yeah, look, really good suggestion. And we got lots of suggestions, you know, this time a couple of years ago with Dean. And, you know, we just didn't want to jump into, you know, the first or make that decision without giving it due consideration. Yep. And I think we got a very appropriate award to honour Dean. And but we'll do the same with Phil. But, you know, Phil and Dean, they were best mates.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just sort of dawned on us, you know, just a little while ago. And, look, we'll make sure that he gets honoured in the most appropriate way.
So, Chappie, we'll let you go. We really appreciate you coming on what's been an incredibly awful day for everyone. What's the process from now, short term? What can supporters do? What can we do?
Yeah, well, look, it is devastating. It's okay to grieve about this. We have to go through the process. Everyone's going to be different. And I said it in the presser, you may have heard, it's, you know, our fans, supporters, members also have to go through this. We've spoken about them a lot. You know, Walshy talked about being authentic, and we've got to be authentic. So, you know, make sure you're talking to each other. You know, end of the day, make sure you're asking whoever you're sitting with, are they okay? And, you know, we've got to look after each other.
I reckon you get a few there.
That's something we can all do.
Rob, if the gates are open Sunday at the same time, no game on, I think a lot would turn up.
Yeah, look, it was a good suggestion and something that we've briefly discussed here early afternoon. Yeah. And we'll get the appropriate people around the table tomorrow, and we'll come out. And as soon as we make a decision, we'll make sure we let everybody know.
Chappie, thank you so much for your time. Our thoughts with you and the club. Stay strong.
No, thank you.
There he is, Rob Chapman, and that has been one hell of a day for him.
Yeah, he's been through the ringer as well and handled himself very, very well.